Discrimination, bullying and sexual harassment are endemic in the medical work environment, and surgeons are the most common perpetrators. They're the findings of an expert advisory group appointed by the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons. AM has obtained a copy of the group's report before its public release. The group is now reaching out for submissions to determine if their findings accurately reflect what's going on. As Alice Matthews reports, and a warning, this story does contain some explicit language.
Senior vascular surgeon Dr. Gabrielle McMullen shocked the nation when she said complaining about sexual harassment could ruin a trainee's career.
Realistically, she would have been much better to have given him a blowjob on that night.
In the days following the comments, a string of other female doctors also spoke out about the damaging boys' club culture in medical work environments. The response forced the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons to act. After initially stating that their complaints processes were robust, the college then appointed an expert advisory group to gauge the prevalence of bullying behaviour in the industry. The group is today releasing that report, and the findings are damning. Their research reveals that discrimination, bullying and sexual harassment are endemic, and that some workplaces support a culture of abuse. Graham Campbell is part of the expert advisory group and also the college's vice president.
The existing complaints processes haven't proved to be adequate. The solutions are going to have to address culture. It's going to have to address culture in organisations, culture within surgery. We're going to have to create an open communication framework where any bullying and harassment is reported and any complaint is acted upon freely.
He says the college is only part of the solution.
But what we're really after at this stage is some feedback from external people. That's why we've put the paper out there. We're very, very keen to see if other people think we've got the issues right or can add or help us with some solutions.
But Dr. Gabrielle McMullen says she isn't convinced there'll be any easy answers. She says people are still worried about the consequences of openly coming forward with complaints.
I've been told by a couple of surgeons and trainees that they have been told, definitely, this is dangerous, do not put your name to this. By all means, put in your story, but do not put your name to it.
But the study is an important first step, according to Sex Discrimination Commissioner Elizabeth Broderick. She says it provides an evidence base to start targeted interventions and that the efforts for change need to be combined.
What it will take to change this picture is courageous women and probably coming together as a collective to actually step up and say, this is what's happened to me. We want to be part of this change. We need to work together to create a safe environment for everyone, both women and men.
The expert advisory group will soon release separate results of an anonymous survey of victims as part of their research.
Alice Matthews with that report.